Now, Dave Healy, Blind Dave, Dr. Dave, he's many things, and he's accomplished in a lot of things. Great fundraiser, tons of energy. He's actually been treading the boards at the Birmingham Rep in a play called Stadium, is that right?
Indeed, sir. Yeah, it was very good. Well,
even if you say so yourself.
That's my opinion of it. No, it was good. It was different. I'm in the Birmingham... In fact, I've learned quite a lot over the last couple of weeks, so to be fair. Places like the Hippodrome and the Alex, the Birmingham Rep was telling me, they sort of ship a show in and they do it. But the Birmingham Rep, absolutely, you know, they sort of build the show from start to finish with all the props and stuff. You know, the play we were in Stadium is based on football and football fans. You know, the rivalry between, and basically was hinged on Birmingham City and Aston Villa. And at this point, I must say, as I mentioned to them last week, they are both championship sides. And then they threw a little bit of West Bromwich Albion in, which, of course, we're Premier League. And there was the banter to see which was the club that sort of ruled the city, so to speak. And some of the things that were done were very, very off the wall. But as a football fan, sitting there, listening to rehearsals, being involved in it, you know, I have to admit, it gave me quite a titter at times. And I was, mind you, at times I was crying that much with laughter. It was unbelievable.
So was it a speaking part or was it just shouting?
No, there was all sorts. They'd, over the 12-month period, they'd interviewed a lot of fans, they'd done a lot of videoing. So there was some chanting, there was songs, there was characters and individuals, there was videos played from people who weren't there. So it was a combination of, you know, videos moving into little scenes. They had sort of classroom scenes where, you know, I mean, obviously one teacher was telling them one thing about football, then the other one quite comically reversed everything. I was in the second half of the show kicking it off, and obviously my aim there was basically West Brom fan, and I think it was basically to wind them all up a little bit because I hadn't got any lines, I got no script, it was all ad lib. Dimitri, who was the French host, he fired a few questions at me. And I was given carte blanche to sort of answer how I wanted.
So it was like a play with a moral to it then, really?
Yeah, I guess in some respects. And it was to try and find out, basically, the city of Birmingham, which team ruled, if you want to, you know, with the songs, with the chants, with the history, with the what. I think the conclusion was, you know, different people had different views. So it was a bit of a... not a stalemate, but it was a case of it was left hanging in the air in the end. You know, the city was maybe the working class club, the Villa was the more, you know, sort of, but, you know, who rules with what? Who knows? And it was left there hanging. It was lovely. It was quite interesting.
And you had Seamus with you, the guide wolf.
Oh, don't tell me about him. He stole the show.
Well, it wouldn't be hard, would it? Come on.
Yeah, it's true. But, Simon, at the last goings off, it was quite comical the way that they finished it. And one chap come out to do it, basically. He came out, he said this, did that, finished with a song. So he started a cappella, doing a few lines, and then one by one, the cast started joining in until we were all stood up and we were all singing this song. This went great for the first 8 nights. But then I think Seamus on stage with me, and he'd been ever so good, and he was fantastic on stage, where, you know, walked me on, and there he was. He decided, enough was enough. I haven't got a speaking part. I'll take up this opportunity, and I will have a speaking part myself. So the last 2 nights, he decided to join in when the song came. Oh, my God. So I was crying.
Was he howling then?
Oh, he was howling and barking. And, you know, they said it was great because his tail was a goal and he was there and he was like... And I'm going, Seamus, quiet. But in the end, I was crying. And half the cast was crying and they couldn't sing for laughing.
Is that on your Facebook page, that?
I think there's a little bit of it on there, yeah. But, oh, Simon, it was so impromptu, you know, because they said to me, Dave, what did you do? I said, I haven't done nothing. He just decided that he wanted to play a part in it all. And the very, very last night, he went over the top. He said, I'm going to be the star here. And, you know, it just was so comical.
Well, the thing is, Daniel Day-Lewis has announced he's retiring, so, you know.
Yeah, well, Seamus might be kicking his butt, then, I tell you.
There's only two of you.
Oh, no, my acting career's gone. Mind you saying that, the acting career's gone, if that's what you can call it. I walked on stage, done me bits, you know. But there is talk from the French production team that did it that they may be considering taking it to France. So, I don't know. That could be very, very interesting. Black Country Humour, Birmingham Talk, and when I spoke to them, I said, well, how does that work? And they said, well, the French audiences work slightly different. We would tell them what it's all about. We would keep them, not audio described, they put, you know, video, audio messages up on screen to tell them exactly what's going on. And I said, well, but how? And she said, look, it works in France, that's how we do it. And I thought, here we am, could be, or potentially, talking to a French audience, you know, in Black Country. And you're thinking, how is this going to go?
Oui, oui.
But oh, it could be, especially if Seamus is singing.
Mm.
But
well, Vidar Hjarding has been, to see your performance. So he's going to be telling us.
You'll get the truth then next week.
Yeah,
or whenever
next week he's going to be telling us about it next week.
But well, it could be a word that Vidar uses then, but I won't use it over the radio.
Certainly not. And Vidar wouldn't anyway because he's a gentleman.
Exactly.
Not like you, ruffian. Have you had the paddling pool out this week? The weather for it, eh?
Is he talking? Yes, we have had a paddling pool out, thank you.
Did it all go well?
It went splendidly well, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you
want
to tell everybody?
So I ended up in it. Yeah. It was put on the patio as a little bit of an experiment, eh? And Deb said, paddling pools on the patio, be careful. Okay, where? Over there. So I thought, okay. Now I'd come up the garden, down the garden, up the garden, down the garden with my tools, up and down doing the jobs. Hadn't touched, even found the paddling pool. I don't know what happened, sorry. I must have veered slightly to the left. Nobody was in. Nobody witnessed it. I kicked the paddling pool. It was low level. I got my arms full of tools and all sorts, and I went down. I was soaked.
Straight in the paddling
to
pool.
Flipping butt. I saved myself on the wall. Lucky enough, turned my side. The tools went one way, and my phone I kept in my pocket out of the water. I thought I'd wrecked my watch, but I ain't. That's still working. And I'm sort of shot out, and it was like, I wonder who put this stupid thing here.
Exactly what you thought.
Yeah.
And I think in the future when they look at you, they're going to think, this man must have been a warrior. Look at all the scars and bumps and bangs.
Tell you what, if ever I do go bald or shave my head, I don't know what they'll find on the top.
Well, Dave, and on that cliffhanger, we will have to say adios, but give us your contacts, first of all, for
right,
being to follow.
blinddavehealy.co.uk website, Blind Dave Healy on Facebook, at Blind Dave Healy Twitter, and Instagram is, I presume, Blind Dave Healy. I don't know that one yet, but if anybody wants to get in touch, they can go onto the website. There's a contact me form there. Give us a shout, and at least we can have a laugh between us. And anybody wants to know about swimming, paddling pools, throwing tools out of the way, singing or dog singing, give us a shout.
You're the man. Well, thank you very much. It's been great to gab
with
you.
Yeah, thanks, Ivan. It's my pleasure.
We'll catch up with you soon.